and it's a stoner's version of Black Friday. KCBS's Tim Ryan reports from Oakland on the marijuana marketing of Green Wednesday.
It started, of course, with Black Friday, and with its success came Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, and more. Well, welcome to Green Wednesday.
Never heard of that holiday.
Not so much a holiday, and some call it Weed Wednesday. Eric was at the Harborside dispensary in Oakland buying candy for his wife, who's ill.
I bet you're not going to tell the doctors and nurses.
No, I don't tell them usually.
Harborside GM Pedro Fonseca tells us that sales on Green Wednesday are usually 20 to 40% above a normal Wednesday, and why not jump on the marketing bandwagon?
More than anything, it's just the brands are getting a lot stronger in how they market themselves. Brands are getting a lot stronger in the quality consistency that they have. You know, so it's not so much gimmicks, it's just people actually honing their craft that much more.
Maggie Coey, a research and data analyst with the publication Marijuana Business Daily, says the holidays are big for those who partake.
Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, Christmas. We saw some sales impacts over Valentine's Day as well, and Mother's and Father's Day this year.
In Oakland, Tim Ryan, KCBS.